Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Greg Dyett. Victoria has recorded 4 new cases of locally acquired COVID-19. The Victorian government says work to create a purpose-built quarantine facility in the state is already underway after the federal government approved the plan and agreed to fund construction. The facility will be built at either Mickleham or near Avalon Airport. From today, Victorians must check in at all retail stores, including supermarkets and cafes. Acting Premier James Molino says businesses that ignore QR code rules face fines of up to $1,600.
Victoria Police conducting spot checks. There's a reason why we need to have those enforcements, and if necessary, fines will be issued.
Federal Finance Minister Simon Birmingham says he expects the Victorian government to look carefully at what 2 false positive cases of coronavirus mean for Melbourne's lockdown. He has told Channel 7 the government's response will be based on health advice and testing rates.
Lockdown shouldn't be in place for a day longer than is necessary, but of course they have a role to play to make sure that we keep COVID suppressed, Australians safe, and from that, keep our economy safe and strong compared to the rest of the world too.
The Australian Education Union says some of its members are anxious about returning to the classroom to teach Year 11 and 12 students while Melbourne remains in a coronavirus lockdown. The union says it's been encouraging teachers over 40 to get vaccinated, but younger members are not eligible. President of the Victorian branch of the union, Meredith Peace, says she wants all teachers put on a priority list for vaccinations.
Unfortunately, the under 40s don't have access at this time. I have no doubt that that creates a degree of anxiety for those members, and certainly we've been receiving phone calls from members.
In tennis, world number 1 Ash Barty has exited the French Open in the second round, injured. Barty says she felt the injury during training.
It's heartbreaking, I think. We've had such a brilliant clay court season, and to kind of get a little bit unlucky with timing more than anything, to have something kind of acute happen over the weekend and just kind of run out of time against the clocks is disappointing.
Fellow Australian Astra Sharma is also out of the tournament. She was beaten by Tunisian Ons Jabeur 6-2, 6-4. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News in Easy English.